From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 10th, 2017. This week, we explore a group of tree species that have a long list of uses and values, but which are experiencing widespread loss in Virginia and many other states. Have a listen for about 20 seconds to three audio hints, and see if you can guess this group of trees. If you guessed ash trees, you're right. Ash wood is used in baseball bats, boat paddles, railroad ties, and other products, while the living trees provide many benefits to landscapes, wildlife, and water. North America is home to 16 native ash species. Six of those occur naturally in Virginia, with white ash and green ash the two most common. White ash tends toward upland habitats, while green ash is often found in moist areas, such as along streams and in river bottomlands, where they can be a significant portion of the vegetation and help create habitats, improve water quality, and stabilize flows. Both species provide food for a variety of animals. Ashes have also been widely planted in cities and towns, where they join with other trees in providing scenic value, shade, stormwater reduction, and air quality benefits. But since the early 2000s, ash trees have been put at serious risk by the spread of the emerald ash borer, a beetle native to Asia. As of June 2017, the insect had been found in 30 states and over 50 Virginia counties. Once an area is invaded, ash trees are unlikely to survive for more than a few years without expensive chemical treatment. As a potential alternative, scientists are researching the use of ash borer's natural enemies to reduce the pest's impact. Have a listen for about 65 seconds to a description of one such research effort at Virginia Tech. The speaker is Max Ragazzino, a PhD student in entomology, on March 2, 2017.
Emerald ash borer is an invasive beetle. It came over from Asia in 2002 accidentally. And since then, it is on track to do $25 billion worth of damage to our timber and environmental industries by the year 2020. So if you've got an ash tree in your backyard, you can stop it by treating it with a pesticide, but you have to do it every year, and it costs a significant amount of money. So to stop it on an ecosystem-wide scale, that's not possible. It costs way too much money, and we can't reach every tree in the forest. So researchers went over to Asia and found out why it's not a problem there. Well, they found this group of incredibly interesting parasitic wasps. They drum their antennae on the outside of the bark and listen for the emerald ash borer chewing under the wood. They find that emerald ash borer, drill a hole through the bark, and sting the emerald ash borer. They lay their eggs inside of it. Those eggs hatch, and they eat the emerald ash borer alive. So I study these guys in Virginia. I'm releasing these wasps into Virginia, and I'm watching what they do to the emerald ash borer population, and hopefully that they'll save the ash trees.
Emerald ash borers are only one of many non-native pest species threatening different native trees in Virginia and elsewhere. Some other serious tree pests currently are the gypsy moth, hemlock woolly adelgid, and Asian longhorn beetle. But because of ash trees' familiarity and many uses, from baseball to riverside to curbside, the dramatic loss of ashes is hitting particularly hard and close to home. Thanks to freesound.org for the baseball bat sound, and to Max Ragazzino for the audio from his talk. We close with a few seconds of music that reminds us of one way that people can and do respond to watershed and landscape challenges resulting from tree loss. Granddad Planted Trees by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg.
You could say I'm sorry, or darling, I love you. Granddad planted trees.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.